finished it, they were expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning. Let's go!
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Animal House of Blues is a documentary film that focuses on the making of the original Animal House in 1977 in local places including Eugene, Dexter, and Cottage Grove, after previously winning Best Documentary by a Pacific Northwest filmmaker at the Eugene International Film Festival. Animal House of Blues will be released on DVD next week, and a celebration will be held this Saturday evening, August 23rd, at the Dexter Lake Club. Filmmaker Catherine Wilson joins me in the KLCC studios. Welcome, Catherine.
Hey there, Eric. Damn glad to meet you.
Well, it's been 37 years since John Belushi and crew stormed into this area to make Animal House. Why do you think this original movie has left such a legacy?
I would say, in poetic terms, it's archetypal.
The Deltas. What a great bunch of guys.
You were on the set of the original Animal House in some regard.
I was a location scout, I was a location casting director, extras coordinator, and stuntwoman.
Animal House had a hard time finding a location back east. Why did no town want this before Eugene ended up with it?
Well, that's really ironic, because as a literary person, when I read this screenplay, I didn't want to work on it. It was pretty much a barforama. It was really awful. And what John Landis did with the film, though, when we were filming, totally turned everybody around. But I could totally understand why the Ivy League colleges were going, no way, you're filming that here. For me, it belonged here in Oregon because it had a lot of the Oregon ethic. Individualism and thinking for yourself and who are the crazy people. But behind the scenes, on the set, there was a bonding that happened because we were all nobodies. We had to be really creative because we had no money to make this film. What Animal House of Blues is about the community that lent a lot of creativity and resources, so this film is as beautiful as it is.
Talk a little bit more about some of the key aspects of that community.
Well, for one thing, when they came in August, the UPM asked me, goes, oh, Catherine, you know, you have the locations, you say, but what makes you think the university will let you film there? And I said, what? Are you crazy? This is the home of the Merry Pranksters. You know, it was in the 70s in Eugene, and still today, it's why all these kids are coming here and people are moving here. We had an attitude of open-mindedness.
One thing for me that has made the film endure is the music, because not only within the movie, but beyond the movie, it really spurred some blues collaborations and some really fine things going on. Talk a little bit more about the music behind the scenes here.
Well, music has always been huge to Eugene and huge to me. Animal House birthed another film called The Blues Brothers. The soundtrack on Animal House was actually from Chris Miller, the original writer. You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down.
Speaking with Catherine Wilson, filmmaker of Animal House of Blues. What about the soundtrack on Animal House of Blues?
It started with my film students from the U of O. I had 11 U of O students from 3 graduating classes help on this film. And I went, you know, the music, put some music underneath that helps tell the story. We have a killer soundtrack.
There's a little bit of Howlin' Wolf, Robert Cray, Curtis Salgado involved in all this. Any highlights of the soundtrack in particular for you?
Oh, I had to have Who's Been Talking in There by Howlin' Wolf, because on October 31st, 1977, we had just filmed Otis Day and the Nights for the first time in the toga party scene in the basement of the Phi Psi House. Robert Cray and Curtis Salgado had a standing gig with this kind of mashup of a group. Robert Cray had to get back to work, you know, after we shot the toga party scene. So I think we all followed him down to the Eugene Hotel. And it was Who's Been Talking that Curtis and Robert Cray were playing that caused Belushi to just go crazy over the blues.
Now who's been talking? Everything I do. Who's been talking? Everything I do.
There's also two others that the world has never heard. One's called Hey Bartender with the Nighthawks and John Belushi singing, and the other is called Sweet Home Chicago.
When my morning the other night started drinking and got real tight, I flew each and all my friends, felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey, here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
And this Saturday at Dexter Lake Club, Dwayne Jesse Otis Day himself will be back and singing on stage again, apparently.
Otis is going to do a mashup of Shamalama Shout that these great musicians called The Cry out of Portland did, and they're also in our film doing those songs. We also have Mike Mitchell from the Kingsmen. I think Louie Louie was a seminal song in Animal House because it's the one Belushi sang on camera. We're actually going to do the shot outside of the Dexter Lake Club. We're going to have the Deathmobile in front of it.
And the Deathmobile, this is the original one from the movie, is it?
Truth is the Deathmobile got stolen right after the parade scene and has never been seen since. This one was created by the Cottage Grove Hysterical Society, and they let us borrow it for this event.
And you even got it started.
We even got it started.
She rides again!
In the end, what do you want people to know about either Animal House or Animal House of Blues?
Animal House of Blues is a celebration of this community, if anything. And I'm just really proud of my community and what they did to help make this film.
And somehow it seems appropriate that students would be instrumental in making a documentary about a film about students.
I like that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Catherine Wilson, filmmaker of the documentary Animal House of Blues, to be released next week on DVD. The release party will be held at Dexter Lake Club this Saturday, August 23rd. Doors at 5, Otis Day live on stage at 6, a screening of the original Animal House at 7, and Animal House of Blues screens at 8:30 p.m. with many of the cast and crew on hand. Then a blues jam heads into the night with the DLC Roadhouse Band. For more information on the event, DexterLakeClub.com. For more on Animal House of Blues, Amazon.com or on Facebook. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.